Regarding the three who were promised paradise, the Hadith tells us, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari made his ablution in his house and then left with the intention to be near the Prophet, peace and peace be upon him, and spend the day in his company. When he arrived at the mosque, he inquired about the Prophet and was told that he had left in a certain direction. Abu Musa said, I went after him and inquired about him and found him in a place called the Well of Ares. I sat down at the door till he had completed his ablution. Then I went to him and saw him sitting on the ledge of the well. The Prophet had pulled his loincloth up to his knees and dangled his feet in the well. I greeted him and returned to the door and said to myself, I shall be the Prophet's doorman today. Presently, Abu Bakr came and knocked on the door. I asked, who is it? He replied, Abu Bakr. I asked him to wait for a moment, and I went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and said, O Messenger of Allah, Abu Bakr is at the door and asks permission to enter. He told me, give him permission and greet him with the promise of paradise. I returned and told Abu Bakr, you may enter, and the Messenger of Allah greets you with the promise of paradise. Abu Bakr entered and sat down beside the Prophet on the ledge. He pulled his loincloth up to his knees and dangled his feet in the well, just as the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, had done. I returned to the door and sat down. I had left my brother making his ablution, intending that he should join me. I said to myself, if Allah wants good for him, he will bring him here. Just then, someone knocked at the door, and I asked, who is there? The voice replied, Umar, the son of Khattab. So I asked him to wait for a moment and went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. After greeting him, I said, Umar is at the door, and asked permission to enter. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, give him permission and greet him with the promise of paradise. I returned to Umar and told him, you have permission to enter, and the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, greets you with the promise of paradise. He entered and sat down with the Prophet on the ledge at his left and dangled his feet in the well. I returned to the door and sat down and said to myself, if Allah wants good for my brother, he will bring him here. Then someone knocked at the door, and I asked, who is it? The voice replied, Othman, the son of Affan. I asked him to wait for a moment and went to tell the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, give him permission to enter and greet him with the promise of paradise, together with a misfortune that shall afflict him. I returned to him and said, you may enter, and the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, greets you with the promise of paradise, together with a misfortune that shall afflict you. He entered, and finding no place on the ledge, sat down on the opposite side of them. Sayyid, the son of Musayyab, said that the order in which they sat down indicated that the three who sat close to each other would have their graves close to one another, and that the grave of Othman would be distant from there. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, directed me to guard the door. When Othman was told his news, he said, praise be to Allah, the Most High, the owner of might and glory. He is my helper.